Well, I'm asking what Christmas is going to look like at your place this year. Lots of food, lots of presents. It's all good, eh? Sadly, it's not like that for heaps of Aussies. Lots of them are really going to struggle. God knows my foundation's going to feed thousands of them on Christmas Day. Claire Victory, National President of the St Vincent de Paul Society, it's going to be a tough Christmas for a lot of Aussies, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, Bill. I mean, we know that there's a lot of Australians doing it tough on a daily basis, and in so many ways, Christmas really just exacerbates that.
Now, I imagine it's not just people on Newstart, is it, but the increasing numbers of working poor too?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what we've, I think, really been reminded of throughout this pandemic is there's so many people in insecure work, having to work multiple jobs, and people who can lose their income at a moment's notice because of something like an outbreak, an exposure site, or a requirement to isolate.
Yeah. Now, we've already seen a spike in demand for food parcels at my foundation. What has Vinny's experienced?
Yeah, look, unfortunately, we have seen a huge demand for support at Christmas. Again, during the early days of the pandemic, we saw people having a bit more support through their Centrelink payments because of COVID, but that has really dropped away now so that people are back to struggling day by day and just needing that extra help to get through the Christmas period when, you know, other support services are not as available to them as they normally would be.
Have you got any idea, just intuitively?
Yeah. As an example, just yesterday, just in the CBD in Adelaide, we delivered hampers to what would have been at least 30 households. And that's just people who happen to call Vinny's and get on our list just within that 1 square mile. Yeah. So, I mean, that doesn't give you the full picture, but it gives you probably a little sense of it.
I'm speaking with Claire Victory from Vinny's. Claire, have you noticed that the number of people struggling at Christmas time is increasing year on year?
Yeah, I think so. Look, again, just in my experience of doing this work for a number of years, it is heartbreaking to sort of see every year we sort of have to gather more and more, you know, food and presents and things like that just in order to keep up with the demand. It's just getting hard of people, as you identified before, even people who are working, who aren't solely relying on Centrelink, just cannot make ends meet, and Christmas is a particularly tough time for them.
Now, it looks like there's going to be an election in the new year. What's the most important thing that could happen to reduce poverty in Australia?
Well, there's a lot, but I think one of the most significant things is affordable housing. You know, we really know that if you give people a safe and secure place to live, it then increases their opportunities to improve their employment participation, education participation, and general involvement in the community and in the economy. So it's really good for everyone. So that's really one of the main things that we are looking at federal and state governments to look at, is really making sure that everyone has a safe place to call home.
What about Newstart and the working poor?
As we've been saying for a long time, those Centrelink rates really need to increase. It's shameful that in a wealthy nation like this, we keep people in poverty by having such inadequate rates of income support, and that we have such extreme levels as well of working poor, people who are working but who are in insecure work or aren't adequately paid for that work, which means that try as they might, they're kept in poverty and then punished further for being there.
Yeah, keeping them in poverty is a terrible thing. God bless you, Claire, and thanks so much for talking to us tonight.
You too. Thanks so much, Bill.